This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is bonus episode 291. I'm your host Duncan McLeish. Welcome to the show. Up on bonus episode 291, we are reviewing a brand new release. Now this release is only in the States at the moment, but I can't imagine that the UK is going to be far behind at all. This one is Spree from 2020. So there we go. You're going to get all the details, all the information, where you can check it out, how you can own it, etc., etc., after the first break. Before we get to that, let's catch up. This is your third of five planned episodes dropping this week. On Monday, we dropped a little bit of Bazoween action. On yesterday, Thursday, we dropped a review of an Arrow Video channel exclusive, Crystal Eyes, a bit of Neo Giallo action for you from Argentina. Today is a bonus review looking at the brand new horror title Spree. Tomorrow you get my movies. I'm trying to work out the math here. The math is always difficult. I think it's like 19 through 23 of my 31 of Halloween, so many reviews of those movies. FYI, one of those movies is this motherfucker right here, is Spree. So yeah, we will be covering ground all over the place, to be sure. And then on Sunday, we close out the week with an Arrow Video assortment looking at the video nasty Island of Death. Over on the Tea Putts Collective, we have just dropped the final episode of Chronicle for Season 3, looking at British folk horror cinema. We closed out with a little look at A Dark Song from 2016, and that is Chronicle away until 2021 now, so it has been a ton of fun doing that. Hopefully you checked out that episode. Beginning early next week, you're going to get Opera Omnia. Towards the middle slash end of the week, you're going to get a little bit of Where to Begin with Giallo, and about the old Halloween time, you'll be getting a bit of Doing the Nasty. So plenty of content coming your way over there as well. And that's us all caught up, ladies and gents. Let's do this. Now, I will throw it out right now. You are getting a non-spoiler review on this episode. The reason I say non-spoiler is the movie ain't out in the UK and it's only just come out in the States. So I don't want to give you any detail which would influence you beyond what you would see if you watched the trailer. So that's as far as my spoiler details go into. I'm going to take a very short break. You're going to hear promos for shows that I love. You're going to hear the trailer for Spree. When we come back, we're discussing that movie right after this.
This is a test of the emergency podcasting system. Listen to the Psychosemantic Podcast. Politics, movies, and political movies. Find us on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, LegionPodcasts.com. The Psychosemantic Podcast.
For all of you out there who don't know me, get ready. Because you're about to know me. Hey, I don't see any cops around. Should I blow this next one?
Fucking A!
I'm Kurt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
What's up, guys?
We're going to inject this right on the label.
Does this water have, like, a taste to it?
Airtight. We're watertight.
If you're not documenting yourself, you just don't exist.
The mouthfeel on this? Otherworldly.
What we're doing here is important. We're creating a brand.
Beer, beer, beer!
Guys.
Fuck yeah!
know what this job's like. You
put
don't
that
know.
Fucking
no.
Gun
no.
Away.
Where are you going?
I'm taking you home.
This is not the way to my fucking house, Kurt.
Oh, no, not your home.
And welcome back, ladies and gents. You just heard the trailer for Spree. Let me give you some information that was delivered to me along with the screener. So Spree is available on DVD and Blu-ray October 20th, 2020. So it is literally hot off the press. It is right out right now. The movie has been described as American Psycho for the digital age by Collider and a bloody fun ride through online hell by Thrillist. So like I say, movie October 20th, DVD and Blu-ray. Spree is directed by Eugene Kotlarenko, who did Wobble Place, Zeros and Ones, from a script co-written by himself and Gene McHugh. The film features an all-star cast led by Joe Keery of Stranger Things, Sasheer Zamata of Saturday Night Live, David Arquette of the Scream franchise, Kylie Mooney of Bigsby Bear and Saturday Night Live, Misha Barton of The OC, Frankie Grande of Style Code Live, and John DeLuca from Teen Beach Movie franchise. RLGE Films will release Spree on DVD and Blu-ray, so that they are the distributors and it is available now. In Spree, Kurt, played by Joe Keery, is a 23-year-old rideshare driver for Spree, who is so desperate for social media attention that he will stop at nothing to go viral. He comes up with a plan to livestream a rampage as a shortcut to infamy, coining his evil scheme, #TheLesson. He installs a set of cameras in his car and begins streaming his rides. Wildly miscalculating popularity that would come from his lethal scheme, Kurt's depression grows and he tries to find a way to overcome the plan's flaws. In the middle of all this madness, a stand-up comedian played by Sasheer Zamata with her own viral agenda crosses Kurt's path and becomes the only hope to put a stop to this misguided carnage. That is right. So yeah, we're going to do a non-spoiler review of this movie. Clocks in at about an hour and a half. It's a nice breezy watch for sure. And the press for this one is being dealt with by the good folks over at Katrina Wan PR. So thank you very much for submitting this in for review. Where to begin with this one? I had an absolute ball with Spree. I thought Spree was the nice kind of shot in the arm of adrenaline that you need this time of year. If you're doing what I'm doing my 31 of Halloween at the moment. So, and I do it always with brand new titles. And there is a certain point where you are starting to pick up whatever the theme is of the horror movies that are released this year. So this year has been particularly big for the kind of slow burn, atmospheric, kind of drawn out movie, which, as you know, I'm a big fan of. Anything with a degree of subtext that delivers kind of less necessarily in the boom and the bang and the jump scares and more about the ideas or concepts of loftier tones like grief or pain, misery. It is 2020 after all. You know, I'm all about that. What has been really interesting though is there have been a couple of these horror comedies that have been really well crafted this year. I think of something like Uncle Peckerhead, which we talked about earlier on in the month, which I really, really did enjoy. Most recently got a chance to check out 12 Hour Shift, which was another really fun movie for sure. And I had so little expectations for Spree. I thought from the brief synopsis, it kind of sounded a bit too, I don't want to use the word woke because I hate it, but it kind of sounded like that idea of, oh, here's a social media horror. And I've seen quite a few of them, mostly based, if we're being honest, on people using computers and it's shot through the computer and all the rest. I've seen plenty of them and some of them work really well. Most of them are kind of cringy. You have to spend a lot of time with characters that feel even dumber than your average horror movie. Spree is not like that at all. Spree is acutely aware of the bubble that we live in right now, where absolutely everyone with a mobile phone feels they should be a celebrity. It kind of doubles down on that idea of influencers and kind of social media gurus in a way which kind of is not only poking fun, but I think it does have a legitimate message to say about the depression that comes out of the fact of not having an audience. And everyone likes to feel nowadays that they are the kind of centre of the stage. And into this kind of message, we have Joe Keery, who is playing Kurt, who has his own little social media bubble called Kurt's World. Only Kurt's World has been going for a couple of years now and has maybe about three people that watch it, one of which is a kid that he used to babysit. And he has this idea. He drives a car sharing service, so essentially Uber, but it's called Spree in this one because obviously it's not going to be called Uber with the content that's in it. And he decides to do one big event that's going to push viral marketing and influence and eyes on his kind of his profile. And it's going to be this thing called Hashtag The Lesson. And he rigs out his car with all these cameras. He's live streaming the whole thing all the time. And he's just going to do his job. But there's a sinister twist in the back that maybe the people he's picking up are not going to make their final destination. Or maybe they are, but that final destination is the final destination. It has a really great script. I think that's the first thing that I would note. The script is funny, it's witty, it's satirical, and it's biting in a way which I thought was kind of awesome. And that thing's kind of tragic. And a lot of that is put on the shoulders of Joe Keery, who you will know from Stranger Things. And he plays a great character in Stranger Things. Certainly one of the characters that I've grown to enjoy the most, particularly his performance in Season 3. He is absolutely incredible in this movie. He plays like all manner of disconnected emotional kind of breakdowns in a way which are tragic. It's difficult not to feel sorry for this character while he's doing some of the most reprehensible shit you've ever seen. I love that, and kind of almost equal billing in the you are a great character, I love what you're doing, is Sashir Zamata, who is a comedian in real life and is playing a comedian in this movie. Very, very, very funny. And she kind of has the opposite kind of side of the spectrum in that she is widely successful on social media. She's kind of cornered the market and she knows what she's doing. But they maybe share the same insecurities regardless of their value and fame through their viewers, which I think is a really interesting concept. It's like that way where, you know, you hear filmmakers or actors who are popular nowadays kind of geeking out when they meet the heroes that they grew up watching, even though those heroes might not necessarily have the same clout or stock that they did when, you know, those people were growing up. They might be on the way out, but the fact you can geek and get really kind of excited about it is something which I think kind of shows us, regardless of your level of fame, we're all the same, really. We all have the same feelings and insecurities. And Spree plays really well on that. As a movie that, when it needs to get gory, doesn't mind getting gory, which I quite enjoy. It has a quick pace. I love movies that are like, it's all set in one night and things are going to go down, especially if that's going to be in Los Angeles. I think that's a really interesting city to do that. You know, one night can change it all for one, but you know, it's that sort of movie. It is very fastly paced. This is a movie that spends like almost zero time doing much in the way of anything which you would consider as downtime. It's pretty much pedal to the metal, and the pun is purely intended for a movie that's primarily set in a car. So it's a great pace that's running through it, and a great mix of kind of oddball characters. I love movies that, if you're going to do that, it's all, you know, that the one night changes all. You need a good selection of oddball characters to keep me going through. I can see why Collider mentioned American Psycho, because there is a narrative kind of dialogue going on here. Instead of this one being internal like it is in American Psycho, it's external, specifically through the way that Joe Keery's character Kurt relays to his audience, or lack thereof. And it also, on some level, I think underscores how horrible people are online. When you read the comments of the people that are seeing the actions being carried out, some are in disbelief, some are rooting for it, and some of them are just horrible, just one-line comments that if you blink, you would miss them on the screen. I think that's pretty much common of any sort of popular thread online. Is there just some people that will write reprehensible, nasty fucking shit for the sake of writing it and hitting enter to purely shock the people that are reading a thread? So I think that's done really, really well. It flies in, it's an hour and a half, like I say, no downtime, has a kind of tragic story. It reminds me, weirdly, there's a movie called SFW, which stands for So Fucking What, that came out in the 90s, and starred Stephen Dorff, isn't it? And it's about this idea of a character who is caught at one moment on camera and says the line, so fucking what, and he becomes this kind of, his 15 minutes of fame is he becomes like a mini celebrity for a while. He's the so fucking what guy. And we follow him through that journey of those 15 minutes of fame, how it affects him and what life is like on the other side, and also what that message actually means when people use it as a mantra. Spree has a lot of that as well. It has a very similar message, and particularly the end of the movie reminded me a lot of the end, and I'm not saying it's the same, so no spoiler, but reminded me a lot of the end of SFW. So SFW and Spree would twin really fucking well together as a viewing experience. But like I say, I can see the American Psycho comparison. There's a dark sense of humour that is at its core in here, although for sure Spree is leaning more into the comedy than anything else. The rest of the cast is brilliant. David Arquette has been popping up in a lot of things recently. He's already been in two films that I've seen as part of my 31 of October, the other one being 12 Hour Shift, where he appears in a, once again, not a blinking you miss him role, but a weird role for Arquette. He's a fairly unlikable character here, and you can start to see where maybe some of the insecurities from Kurt have come from when you see his dad. This movie overall is great. An absolutely great watch. Very easy, very fun, nasty when it needs to be, sympathetic when it needs to be, and works just across the board. It's a movie that I had like next to no interest in checking out at all. And you know, even the kind of artwork didn't drag me in. And I am so glad that I got the screener for this movie, because it's one of my highlights thus far in the 31 of Halloween. It's one of the better horror comedies I've seen this year, if I'm honest. So yeah, overall, when we are giving Spree a review grade, I would come in at a 4.5. Actually, that might go up to a 5 somewhere down the line. I think it is a really fucking good movie. Like I say, it's available right now via RLJE Films on DVD and Blu-ray as of the 20th. So a couple of days ago it came out, so it's available. You can go and check it out. You will, trust me, you will enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, you just don't have a fucking sense of humour. The special features that you will get if you pick up the DVD or the Blu-ray is a director's commentary and social media videos from Kurt's World 96. So they must have shot a ton of little vignettes, which would be interested to check out for sure. So yeah, available on the 20th of October via distributor RLGE Films. And it gets a 4.5 out of 5. And we'll take my final break. When I come back, I'm closing out the show right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been bonus episode 291 with a little bonus review of the brand new release in the USA on the 20th of October. A little bit of Spree. A movie that I highly recommend. It's well worth checking out, and go and get yourself a copy. Trust me, it's not one of those movies that you will not return to once you've watched it. This is one of these ones that you could probably go back to very easily again and again. A massive thanks to Katrina Wan PR for sending me over a screener to check out for this review. There's a multitude of ways to check out Podcasts Under the Stairs. Wherever you're checking us out right now, hit subscribe. That way you get access to all the shows as and when they drop and access to the entire back catalogue of Podcasts Under the Stairs content. Also subscribe to the Teapots Collective and you get the additional four shows that I do over on that feed, whether it be Doing the Nasty, Where to Begin with Giallo, Opera Omnia or Chronicle. You can jump across and check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/groups/teapotscast. You can check out our website, it's teapotscast.com, and our merch page is teapotscast.bigcartel.com. The Facebook page for the Teapots Collective is facebook.com/teapotscast, and you can reach out and interact with myself and the Baz on the twin prongs of social media sexiness. Instagram and Twitter, both followed at teapotscast. The podcast Under the Stairs will return for you tomorrow as we count down another throng. I believe that is the count. That's what you call a group of movies. A throng. A throng of movies. Not thong. Not let me see that thong. Not that one. A throng of movies that we've covered as part of our 31 of Halloween. Some absolute belters in there for sure. And some howlers. It's good to get a little bit of ups and a little bit of the downs. So yeah, we'll be covering those movies tomorrow, and then Sunday closing out the week with Island of Death, bit of video nasty action. Until I speak to you then though, please take care of yourselves out there, wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big bad world of ours. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, and I am signing off.